Exhilarating. It shows that Somalia is moving forward. It's the first time in 43 years that a presidential election took place inside the capital city. That's a very good sign. It's the first time that a constitutionally based parliament voted for a president. And this president is also a creature of that constitution. So that says a lot of things about the state that Somalia is going through now.
What can you tell us about the new president? What are his credentials? What's he like as a man?
This president, unlike former presidents, doesn't have a military background, doesn't have a factional or militia background, never took part in Somalia's factional wars for the past 21 years. A highly educated guy who has graduate management studies in India, Malaysia, United States. Also, he's a local guy. He doesn't come from a diaspora. He's been active in civil society inside Somalia for the past 20 years. As a matter of fact, he helped establish one of the best universities in Mogadishu, in which he was chancellor. He now also is on the board of trustees of that university, which has about 4,000 students. And as a person, he's the like of a guy, very outgoing. I think it's a good choice. We had another choice, the former interim prime minister, who would have made also a very good president. All the parliamentarians have spoken, and I think Mr. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud would make a very good president.
Could you tell us a little bit about the feeling on the streets in Mogadishu? How do the Somalis feel about this election and the new president? Are they happy? Are they relieved? What's the sense? What's the emotion on the streets in Mogadishu?
The emotion on the streets is actually very, very wonderful. Everybody was thinking that there will be violence and the change of guard, there will be violence. Even though the president was sworn in, nothing happened. People are happy that there is a change of leadership and there is no violence. It's quite a feat. I'd also like to add that for me, as the Minister of Constitutional Affairs and Reconciliation, who started this process of ending the transition, started back in August last year, it's a milestone for me because we did, my ministry and our government did, what we promised we would do, which is we'll end the transition and elect a president in a peaceful way inside Mogadishu, and we'll keep the peace. And in that regard, I think it's wonderful. As the new regime goes forward, I think it can only get better in terms of security, constitutional development, parliamentary reform, public service, provision of services to the community, political outreach to the regions, stemming the tide of Al-Shabaab. They're fleeing from all over. The work of this government is really cut out, but we are hopeful, and the people are hopeful too.